Just to review what we've done so far, at the beginning of Sim Tuf Ayin Beis, we see that you're supposed to set everything up mi ba'ud yom in order that you should eat right away. You're even mevatel Torah for this. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are two aspects of this. One aspect is that because you're hurrying up so much, so the kids are going to ask a question. Hey, Abba, Mommy, how come we're... for some reason, it's always been Abba and Mommy in my family, no? Not Abba and Ima, not Daddy and Mommy. I don't know, my family was always Abba and Mommy. I don't understand why. But the kids are going to ask, how come we're going so quickly? How come we're starting the meal so soon? And the other, in other words, that's a weird thing that the kids are going to ask about. The other reason why we do this is because this is Chet Fin Matzis, right? This is one explanation of Rashi, that we hurry up to eat in order that we will get through the Seder, we will get through the Seder at a time that the children are still awake. And this is why we commented that we don't like the fact that many Siddurim have so many Divrei Torah from the children. First of all, it's not a kiyum of v'higadta l'avicha, the mitzvah is v'higadta l'avincha. Second of all, by having the Divrei Torah, we delay the Seder in an improper way. Now, the Mechaber writes, lo yomar kiddush ad shetechshach. What does that mean, lo yomar kiddush? Someone has to say something. Ben, what do you say? What does lo yomar kiddush mean? Good. Don't make kiddush until it's dark. Dark means tzeis hakoychavim. So lo yomar kiddush sounds like don't make kiddush. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Taz says, and this is all quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katan Dalet, in the Shar HaTzion Ois Dalet and Ois Hey. He points out this machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz. The Taz says that really, lo yomar kiddush, I think I said it backwards a second ago. The Taz says lo yomar kiddush means don't drink the cup. Since the halacha is that you need dalet kosos leil haseder, you need four cups at the seder. So if you're going to drink the first cup before tze'es ha-kaychovim, you won't have dalet kosos at the proper time. That's what the Taz learns. The Magen Avraham, however, disagrees with the Taz. The Magen Avraham is saying that no, there's no halacha only that you should, the halacha is not only that you should not drink the kos until it's dark. The halacha is that you should not say kiddush until it's dark. You should not say kiddush at all until it's dark. Why do you think that would be? Why? Right, the Taz seems to make sense. Don't drink the kos until it's dark. How can the Magen Avraham says you should not even make kiddush until it's dark? Any suggestions? So it could be that the pshat is a technicality. If I understand you correctly, Ben, it could be it's a technicality that you should not make kiddush because kiddush has to be makom seuda. Since the seuda is going to be matzah, and you can't eat matzah until it's dark, so you won't be able to kiddush makom seuda until it's dark. Is that what? Well, that's a little too fancy. That's not what you were suggesting. Okay. So that's one mahalach. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, by the way. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, if cut in Dalet, Mishnah Berurah writes that even though on every other yontif you're allowed to make Kiddush early and be mosif michol HaKodesh, but Leo Pesach, legabe Pesach, eno kein, since Achilas Matzah is equated with the Pesach, and Pesach is eno necho ela balayla, the Mishnah writes that Karban Pesach you can only eat at night, and Kiddush has to be at the time that's Re'uya for Matzah. So Mamela, it's not, it's a halach in Kiddush Makam Se'uda. That's the explanation of the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Rav Soloveitchik Zecharenu Levracha had a different pshat. The Rav said that he felt the reason why you can't make Kiddush until it gets dark is because Kiddush itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to a general mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, no? And the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah that Zachar's Hayoyim Asher Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim is similar to Zachar's Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. The mitzvah of Kiddush is that I emphasize the differences between Shabbos and other days. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also, the idea of a Manish Tana, which is probably, as we know, not questions, but it's probably statements of differences between this night and other nights. But that mitzvah of emphasizing the differences also comes out when you say Kiddush. Just like Leil Shabbos, you say Kiddush, and by saying Kiddush, it's kivyachol, it's as if we are adding sanctity to the day, and that way we note that this day is different than other days. At Leil HaSeder, what I do is I say Kiddush, and I'm adding sanctity to the day, and thereby, I can then go on and note the differences between this day and other days. That's the basic idea that that Rav Soloveitchik commented. The Rav said that the Kiddush itself, at least according to the Magen Avraham, is a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is like Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, you can't do Kiddush until night. Because in the Haggadah we say that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is B'shosh Yesh Matzomar, Menuchem Lefanecha. I actually like this pshat. It's totally against the Mishnah Berurah. You notice, by the way, that the Mishnah Berurah cheats over here. The Mishnah Berurah, in the same Sifkat and Dalet, puts the Magen Avraham and the Taz together. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the Magen Avraham and the Taz are completely different, no? The Taz is saying that you just can't drink the wine until it's dark. Technically, you can make Kiddush beforehand. The Magen Avraham is saying differently. The Magen Avraham is saying, no, you cannot even make Kiddush until it's dark. Is that good, Chevra? Well, again, but if the idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is similar to Zachar's Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, just like on Shabbos, I have to declare it that it's Shabbos already, and thereby emphasize the differences. So also Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to declare that the day is Kadosh. It happens that by Shabbos, once I declare it's Kadosh, I can note the differences right away. Even if I declare it's Kadosh on Friday, in the calendar. However, Leil HaSeder, because the emphasis of these differences only can be by the way, my doctor tells me I'm not dying of coronavirus, I'm just coughing because I have a cold. I hope he's right. But the basic idea is, I think, that Leil HaSeder can only emphasize these differences once it became night, once the Yontif actually began. Correct, Manishtana at the beginning of Maggid also, because Manishtana emphasizes the differences between Leil HaSeder and other nights. Gershon, it seemed like, what? It seemed like you have a comment before. I'm sorry for cutting you off. No. You're happy. That's a good thing. Okay, Ben, you had another comment, or... Right. Again, I think the idea is that Kiddush itself, first of all, Kiddush itself, by making Kiddush, I am declaring it a new day, which is what enables me to note the differences between this night and other nights. Again, it's a shtickle taira. You don't have to like it. Let's go on. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Yisadir shulchanu yafa bekelem noim kifi kocho. You should set the table nicely with the best stuff that you have, kelim na'im kefi kocho, v'yachim mokam moshavo sheyesha behaseh b'derecheros. And you should set your seat so that you can sit down behaseh, which is derecheros. You have to establish, you have to set your chair in the way that you could sit there. It's mavuar in Rashi, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that haseiba has to be on something. You have to lean on a bed, or on a couch, or on an armrest even. Just to sit like this. Well, actually, now I'm in the swivel chair, so I... But if I'm not sitting in the swivel chair, I sit in the regular chair, and I just lean over. That's not haseiba. Right? That is tilted. Haseiba means that I'm leaning on something. The Gemara says that you could even fulfill haseiba if you lean on your friend's knees. You have a bunch of people at the seder. Obviously, with appropriate social distancing, you can't do this. But unless you have... At a time when there's no social distancing, you could lean on your friend's knees. Haseiba has to be on something. It's not enough just to lean. And then the Ramah comments, even an ani who doesn't have pillows, yeshev al hasaf, so he should sit on the bench. But nonetheless, you have to do some sort of haseiba. You have to lean on something, even if you're sitting, the way the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkat and Ches. You're sitting like the people in Arzais HaMizrach sit. They sit like on the floor. Still, you need Haseba. So let's just go back for a second. The Se'if began to say that you set up your table with the nicest stuff that you have. Apparently, when Reb Chaim was a little boy, he asked his father, he asked the Beis Halevi, he says, you know, at the Seder we have all these things which are Zecher. We have Zecher for avdos, you eat murr. You have zecher for cherus. The matzah might be a zecher for cherus. You have zecher ladam. The Taz writes that you should have red wine at the seder to commemorate the blood that was spilled. To commemorate the Jewish blood, you should have red wine. So the young Reb Chaim asked his father, he said, Tati, obviously he said in Yiddish, said, Tati, where is the Zecher for the Rechush Gadol? The Pasuk says that when we left Mitzrayim, we left with wealth, with riches. What's the Zecher for the Rechush Gadol? That's the question that Reb Chaim asked his father. So the Beis Halevi answered that this Se'if is the Zecher for the Rechush Gadol, no? You set the table with the nicest stuff you have. Look in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Right, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Se'if Katan Vav, even though all year long, Zecher L'Churbin, we should not have all of our fanciest dishes. You should keep your oyster fork, your silver oyster fork, you keep to the side. You don't set your table with your oyster fork. I don't know if you ever saw like the really fancy place settings. A fancy set of cutlery. You could have like 17 different types of forks and 16 different spoons. You know what I'm talking about? So you should leave one off throughout the year. But Leil HaSeder, you don't leave it off. Leil HaSeder, you have all of your fanciest stuff. And the reason why you have it, well, one second, and then the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkat and Vav that the Maharil, when the Maharil was given pikdonos from the Goyim trusted the Maharil. They felt that he was honest. So they'd give expensive stuff for him to guard. So the entire year the Maharil would not use it. But Leil HaSeder, he would bring it out and use it. So when Reb Chaim asked his father, he said, where's the Zecher for the Rechush Gadol that we had when we left Mitzrayim? So his father answered, this din, that you have your fanciest table settings, and not only do you have your fanciest table settings, but you also take the pikdonos of the goyim, you take them out. Leil HaSeder. That's the Zecher L'Rechush Gadol. That's what the Beis Halevi said. Do you like this one? Thumbs up? You could do like a thumbs up thing on Zoom, no? Who could do the thumbs up sign? Okay. Fine. Weiter. You got, oh, there it is. You have the thumbs up. Okay. Shkayach. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, yesterday, I actually figured out how to, we could actually try this maybe, how to upload a screen onto Zoom. So even if you don't have Sfarim, what I could do is I could upload my screen, which is like kind of awesome, no? Okay, Se'if Gimel. Kishu Mesiv. When you do Haseba, you shouldn't do Haseba on your back, you shouldn't do Haseba on your front, you should not do Haseba on the right side, do Haseba on the left side, and there is no difference between whether you're righty or lefty. So why do I do Haseba on my left side, not my right side? What do you remember, Chevra? What did they teach you in nursery school? No one has nothing. Anything to say? Speak up, Ben.
No, nothing. They didn't teach me anything.
They didn't teach you anything in nursery school. That's quite unfortunate. So there are two reasons that are given in the poskim why Haseba is done on the left, not on the right. One reason is that most people eat with their right hand. If you have the fork in your right hand, so then you have to lean on the left. Because the fork's on the right, you're leaning on the right, right? It's going to be a cumbersome activity. That's one mahalach. The second mahalach is that we're worried, shema yakdim kana leveshet, that maybe the food is going to go down the trachea instead of the esophagus, no? Bio majors. Trachea is the breathing tube, right? The esophagus is the feeding tube, right? If now, again, someone has to look this up in bio textbooks. I believe there's absolutely no evidence for this. But the concern is that if you're going to lean on the right side, the food might go down your trachea and not your esophagus, and you might choke. So therefore, you lean on your left. So there are two reasons. Again, one reason is because most people eat with their right hand, so that's why you lean on the left. The other reason is because we're right, shema yakdim kana leveshet. The nafgamina should be a lefty. A lefty eats with his left hand. But nonetheless, a lefty has to lean to the left because the halacha is chamira sakanta me'isura. This is mamish like the yisod of these weeks when we are stuck at home. No? Chamira sakanta me'isura. It's dangerous. It's dangerous when you're stuck at outside. It's mamish michutz, right? Bachutz teshakel cherev. Right? Mechadorim ema. We're scared that we're inside because of the coronavirus. Outside, it's dangerous. Those dangers, chamira sakanta me'isura, so the ikar reason is to lean on the left. Good to see you, sir. Mr. Mankiewicz Jr., welcome to Yeshiva University. We are very happy that Yeshiva University is now admitting younger age students. So the ikar reason is chamira sakanta me'isura. The ikar reason is that you lean on the left, even if you're a lefty, because we're worried that the food is going to go down the wrong pipe. The Bir Halacha has a whole discussion. Let's say you have someone who doesn't have another hand, no? You have a gidem, a person who is an amputee, doesn't have an arm. So usually that gidem eats on the left, no? Eats with his left hand. If you're going to lean on your left, you can't eat with your left hand. A lefty could lean on the left and eat with his right hand, even though he usually doesn't do it, but it's difficult. So you'll eat with your right hand on that one occasion. If you don't have a right arm, or your arm is in a cast, or whatever, your mamish can't use it, so what do you do in that case? So the Bir Halacha has the suffix, and he concludes, and his opinion, in those situations, you don't need any Haseba. Right? Because Mamanavshach, you're going to lean on the left, you can't eat with your left hand. Why? You're saying you should eat with your right hand, but I don't have a right arm. So what am I going to do? Teretz is, don't lean. That seems to be the halacha. Okay, Chevra, so what we did over here is we did Se'if Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, Tav, Ayin, Beis, and Mirat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll go weiter in Hilchos Pesach. So we're going to have Gemara Shir in around half an hour or so. Okay? Okay, Chevra, take care. Everyone's good? Thumbs up. Okay. Kotel. Bye-bye.